Well, as part of the normal operation at the airport, that we're in discussions with airlines and tour operators all the time. Probably, you know, between 8 and 10 carriers are in discussions with us at any given time to try and secure new routes, and even trying to retain our existing routes. So, when you manage to get one to move on, then that's always a positive step forward for us.
And of course, we are heading towards 2013, which is the city of culture, the UK city of culture for Derry. I presume extra effort is being employed at this stage to even boost the routes further.
Well, we've been working very closely with the culture company to outline details of the programme so we can pass it on to the airlines and let them see exactly what's going on for city of culture, and they can then determine whether they need to put on additional capacity or whether we can get some new routes out of it. I think in the medium to longer term, we would see City of Culture and what it does as a benefit for the airport and the region going forward, where it'll make the city and the region much more of a target for people who want to come away for weekend breaks and city breaks. And when that market becomes a bit stronger, then that's when I can see additional capacity coming into the aviation market for that. So we're playing a bit of a longer game. Obviously, if there are events that will attract major numbers of people coming across in the UK or other destinations, then our carriers would hope to try and serve that market during 2013 itself. But I think in the longer term, it should benefit the airport as well.